If you have superannuation, the chances are that there'll be some significant changes to your account come the 1st of July. That's next week. It's the result of recent legislation called Protecting Your Super Package, which aims to stop the erosion of your super fund through unnecessary fees and charges. What's behind the changes is the realisation by both sides of politics, backed up by research, that too many Australians will not have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. But there are fears that those who may fall ill or suffer a major injury later in life, well, they could be left totally out of pocket. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Here in the middle of Sydney's CBD, there are mixed responses when we ask, what do you know about your super?
I don't know. I don't even know how much I have in it, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah. And yourself?
I consolidated last year, so...
So you're ahead of the game.
I am.
Why did you consolidate?
Because my husband recommended that we do it after reading a certain book.
Was it easy?
Yeah, it was. There's a government website that you can do it through, so we just did that, yeah.
60% of Australians have one super account. The rest have several accounts, perhaps attached to jobs they've long moved on from. That means there are millions of idle funds out there, racking up fees on accounts that have been completely forgotten about. That is until July 1. ASIC's Laura Higgins is driving the regulator's push to educate Australians on why now's the time to pay attention to your super account.
As of 1 July, there are changes happening that may impact them, may impact their super. It's their money, and we want them to pay attention.
Do you accept, though, that ASIC has had significant reputational damage and this is a way for ASIC to get back in the public's good books?
I think we have a long-standing commitment to this space, and I don't think that's changed throughout the Royal Commission. We have lots to learn. We have lots to learn. Lots of us do about learnings from the Royal Commission that will inform our work going forward. And ASIC, as part of its mission, wants Australians to be in control of their financial lives, and this is important work.
So how will things change next week? Well, a key change is if super accounts under $6,000 have been inactive for 16 months, they'll be channeled to the Australian Taxation Office and merged with someone's active account. Exit fees on all super accounts will also go. But a more concerning change is that super funds will cancel insurance on any account, regardless of how mature it is, that have been inactive for at least 16 months. Katrina Horriban is a general manager with the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or ASFA. She fears that could lead to a rude shock for many Australians who fall ill later in life, under the impression they still have insurance cover.
And it means that they and their family will be left high and dry without the income that they need just to survive through a difficult time. So we're worried that people won't know what's about to happen.
ASIC's Laura Higgins.
If you're concerned, reach out to them. Contact your super fund and find out how these changes might impact you.
But what about the financial flow-on effect of superannuation and insurance companies, given these changes will see the loss of potentially millions of dollars in fees? PM asked Australian Super, Australia's largest superannuation and pension fund, if it was expecting any financial damage as a result of the changes. In a statement, spokesperson Stephen McMahon says, quote, Australian Super welcomes the government action on this issue. The response rate at 1 June from members contacted by Australian Super wanting to retain their insurance was 6%, adding that, quote, it seems that members are more engaged than we have seen in the past, which is no doubt a good thing. Australian women, however, still have a lot of ground to make up on their super balances when compared to men. Currently, women retire, on average, with $113,000 less in their super than men, representing a 40% gap. ASIC's Laura Higgins hopes these new rules will go some way to fixing that problem.
So we're just encouraging people to manage their super, to engage. That's their money that someone's investing for them, and we really want people to pay attention to their money.
So long as you can remember the password to your super account, of course. A reminder on your phone may not be enough, as this city worker knows all too well.
Actually have in my notes to work out what my superannuation login is.
When are you meant to do that?
That was probably about 3 months ago, which is actually quite terrifying that I haven't actioned it yet.
Some of us can relate to that. One city worker with our business reporter, David Taylor.